The sound of drums from Cameroon filled the UN General Assembly Hall as part of a special celebration for the 5th International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. The National Ballet of Cameroon gave a joyous yet poignant performance of dance, music, and spoken word by Fee Donatus.
Time came when the Black Continent suffered the worst oppression. Time came when my brothers were oppressed. Oppressed for their good nature. Oppressed for their hospitality. Oppressed in the worst terms that history would ever record.
The transatlantic slave trade lasted for 400 years. It is estimated that between 15 to 20 million men, women, and children were forcibly removed from Africa. Despite the passage of time, DNA has a memory, says Dr. Rick Kittles, the scientific director of African Ancestry, a company that helps the descendants of enslaved Africans find their roots.
DNA also has memory that allowed, over the last 2 years, people of African descent in the diaspora to go to Cameroon. They have made ties with African Americans and different ethnic groups in Cameroon that have created an enormous amount of excitement. These are examples of where I believe we need to go in order to deal with the impact and the drama of the transatlantic slave trade.
This year's theme honors heroes, resistors, and survivors of the slave trade, and those who stand up now to protect against its manifestations. Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Migiro read the words of a former slave to those attending the event.
I can remember, she said, when they carried my father away and carried two sisters and one brother and left me. This International Day was established for her and for the many millions of people whose lives and families were destroyed, and whose dignity was brutally negated.
The remembrance is also serving as an opportunity to teach about the causes and consequences of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Zimbabwe's ambassador to the UN, Chitsaka Chipaziwa, told those attending that Africa hopes people vow to abolish those crimes forever.
It is a fact that after hundreds of years, when most countries have officially abolished slavery, Africans in the diaspora and people of African descent, who may or may not be descended from slaves, continue to suffer racial discrimination, which characterized that frightful era.
A memorial to the victims of the transatlantic slave trade is in the planning stages at the UN, and to conclude the day's program in the General Assembly, New Zealand donated $10,000 to that effort. Julie Walker, United Nations.